High supply and strong demand are driving up the price of cover crop seed. Albert Lee Seed House owner Mac Erhart says some types of seed are worse than others. Millet is one in short supply for southern Minnesota.
So the only millet that we have left to sell right now is Proso millet, which frankly is probably the weakest of all the millets in terms of forage production. Things like Japanese millet and pearl millet and German millet and Siberian millet are, from our perspective, are mostly sold out. There still seems to be sorghum sedan and Piper sedan grass available, although it's growing, it's getting harder to find it, and it's getting more expensive. And then, of course, farmers use a lot of oats for cover crops, for cover cropping, and even oats are getting in tight supply. We've been bringing oats in from North Dakota, and we're having to go to Canada now to get oat seed. Because the bins are running out in the Dakotas.
If farmers in southern Minnesota are buying oats legally labeled, the cost will be about $10 to $12 a bushel. Erhart said that's extremely high. Albert Lee Seed House just raised their price of oats about $1.25 a bushel 2 days ago. But Erhart explains new crop oats will be rolling in soon, bringing down the price. Most of the millets have doubled in price.
Proso millet is typically $16 to $24 a bag right now, and if you can find it right now, it's probably going to be close to $50 a bag. So, unfortunately, that's what happens in these shortages, is people, it starts to come from farther and farther away, and it trades hands several times, and so by the time it becomes, you know, available in a retail establishment like ours, it's gotten quite expensive.
Japanese millet was one of the first seeds to sell out at Albert Lee following last Thursday's announcement from the USDA. There's also a shortage of German and Siberian hay millets. Erhard tells farmers if they are buying a cover crop seed, make sure it's from someone they trust and it's properly labeled. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.